pray that I think he's here to worship with you.
所以我想跟大家说，这个荣幸在这个大家一起敬拜。
And Chris made a quick comment that you know God in control no matter what the circumstance is.
我只想说就是我知道神的掌控一切，这个无论我们是处在什么样的状况。
Heavenly Father, we know you're in our midst. And grant us your word. And also ask you to sanctify the speaker and the interpreter. May your message be clearly delivered and received. And bless all of us either here or listen to the internet.
那无论是在这里敬拜你的，还是在家里通过网上敬拜你的，都求你赐福给我们。
And we want to give this give the glory to your name.
然后把赞美荣耀归于你。
And pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主基督耶稣的名求。Amen.
How many of you know this GIGO giggle means?
所以在座各位有谁知道这个 GIGO 这个是什么意思？
No. Some smile, some kind of guessing, huh? How many of you actually operate the computer?
所以呢，有人在笑啊，可能有人在猜，是吧？那大家有谁用过电脑的？
计算机 ，OK，
都用过，估计
OK。So this is a word typically come with using the computer。
所以你用电脑的时候，经常就会碰到这个词。
Garbage in and garbage out，
就是垃圾进就垃圾出。
When you put some garbage in your computer。Of course, the result doesn't make sense. It's like a garbage out.
对，就是输入，因为输入一些垃圾的这样输入，是吧？那当然，你得到的这个它出来的结果也就是垃圾。
But that's not what I have in mind this today.
当然，今天我给大家的信，这不是我今天要给大家的信息啊。
Or could it be a grace in garbage out?
有没有可能是恩慈进垃圾出
？You know, all the Christians receive grace.
就我们基督徒都收到了这个神给的这个恩典。
I don't mean you act like a garbage, but when we come out, our words, our actions, a lot of time are not graceful. I call it garbage out, including myself.
当然我不是说我们每个人其实就是说就是行为像垃圾，但是真的有时候当我们得到的全是恩典，但是我们有时候的言语，我们的行为可能并不是那么显示出恩典。
So the GIGO I had in mind for today is grace in and grace out.
So 今天真的我想给大家分享信息，就是关于 GIGO 其实是恩慈进恩慈出。
You know, all the Christians have received God's love and God's grace.
So 每个基督徒我们都得到了神的爱，也得到了神的恩典。
And many of us know that God wants us to dispense the grace to others.
那当然，我们很多人都知道，这神也是愿意看到我们把我们所得的恩典，也可以真的是释放给别人。
The more we receive, we're supposed to overflow this grace to the others.
我们得到的恩典越多，我们是应该是说让我们这恩典外流给别人。
To whom? To the family members, perhaps?
可能是给我们的这个家庭的成员
，the people who work with you，
有可能是我们周边的同事
，your neighbor，
可能是我们的邻居
，and the co-workers at church，
有可能是我们在教会的同工
，all the unbelievers，
还有就是那些还没有相信神的人。
Okay, today let's think about the word grace first。
所以今天我们就一起来看看这个恩典这个词的意义。
I want to, this is the outline of the text we're going to talk about. What is grace?
那这是我们今天信息的这个主题哦。首先是什么是恩慈？
And we have two texts. We don't have time to read them, but I want to summarize them.
那我们有这样很多经文呢，那可能我们不会一一的念所有，但是我们会总结一下这经文。
I believe the Matthew text is on your bulletin.
Yeah. 所以马太福音上面的经文应该是在
大家的。Oh, both of them is on your bulletin.
哦，还有约翰福音一章十四节也在这个单张上面。
Then the outline we have two parts I want to address.
那今天我们的信息主要是分成两部分。
Part A is what is grace in?
那第一部分就是说这个恩典进来是什么意思啊？
To do that, we're going to ask two questions.
那我们会问两个问题。
First is, what does grace do for us?
第一个是说恩典为我们做了什么。
And how do we get the grace?
那第二个问题，我们如何得到恩典。
And in the future, I want to talk about not just get the grace, how to stay in the grace.
啊，还有就是我们继续讲说，不光是我们怎么样得到恩典，但是我们怎么样是活在恩典里面。
I give a hint. The Psalm 23 is a very good demonstration of staying in grace.
所以我给大家的提示就是诗篇的23章给我们讲得很好，怎么样说会活在恩典里面。
Hopefully in the near future we can talk about how to stay in grace.
所以呢，我们以后也可以继续的探讨了怎么样说活在恩典里面。
The second question is how do we want to get the grace? Question is about grace out, how do we dispense the grace?
那第二个问题就是说，一旦我们得到恩典之后，我们怎么样把这个恩典也可以释放给别人？
I'm going to give you some my personal examples and examples from some other people who are in the ministries.
所以呢，我会给大家讲一些关于我自己的一些例子，还有就是我们一些同工的例子。
The last one is that there's a to-do list in our ministry. How do we do grace out?
就是在我们这个日常的服事里面，我们怎么样把这个恩典也释放给别人？
Okay, what is grace? Quickly, I think most of us doesn't need a dictionary. Especially Christians, we know it's what? It's unmerited pardon or forgiveness from God.
所以呢，很多时候我们可能我们基督徒不需要字典去查这个恩典的意思哦。那我们知道说这是神赐给我们人，但是是我们不配得的这样的一个帮助。
But often we forget, we just say, just think about we our sins are forgiven. We stop there.
但很多时候我们就想说，哎，我们已经被宽恕了，我们就可能就停在那里了。
But the second part, just as important, is we are justified by His grace.
但是第二部分很重要，是说。因为我们因着他的这个恩典，我们得到，我们可以称义。
We become a righteous person.
我们就成为这个righteous person
义人
yeah.
It's not because we are, rather what God sees us as a righteous person.
那不是因为我们是义人，只是说神把我们看成义人。
Because His Son Jesus has redeemed us.
因为他的儿子耶稣基督已经救赎了我们。
The more definition or typically we think about grace, we think about what? Mercy, kindness.
那还有很多这个关于这个恩典的这些定义哦，我们会想到是宽容，还有仁慈
，and gifts，
还有恩赐
，and the thanks，
还有就是
Okay, it's not under this, but the list, yeah, there's a thing. And often we think about grace, we think about a person very graceful, walk very graceful, you know, very elegant. That is part of grace as well.
我们想到这个恩典，我们也想到有一个人非常优雅，是吧？举止行为都非常的这个优美。
Or the words they speak is very gracious words.
或者他们所说的话语都是一些非常的优美的话语。
So the in summary about the typical definition, grace is often defined as the unmerited favor of God. The word favor is often associated with this grace.
So 很多时候我们讲到恩典恩慈的时候呢， 我们把它定义成是上帝所赐给我们的，我们不配得的这些恩惠。
But this is a definite differentiation from what we normally say. I'm going to do you a favor.
当然不是说我要帮你个小忙，当然不是这样的一个小忙。
Unless there's no string attached, you know, I just give you absolutely a favor. I don't expect anything in return.
那除非是我们真的是说要帮助别人的时候，我们从没有任何的附加条件，我只是真心诚意的帮你啊，不想得到任何的回报。
But as a human, normally we give a favor because we like that person, or we expect something in return in the future, and so on, so on.
但这是作为我们一般人，真的是我们就是帮助一个人的时候，除非要不我们特别喜欢那个人，要不是我们给他一些帮个小忙，但是希望他以后也给我们一些回报。
I find out a very interesting, simple definition. Grace is a way of salvation.
但是还有一个非常简单的一个定义，我觉得是非常的有意义的，就是恩典就是一种救赎。
That's what God. When we think about grace, we think about salvation. It's from God, unconditional.
然后我们真的有时候想到恩典的话，我们就想到神所给我们这些无条件的这个救赎。
But more typically, we know grace from this word, the circumstance. For example, the first one, when you take any particular meal, you say, Charlie, please say grace, right?
Yeah, 所以我们当时一般来说我们讲到这个恩典的时候，我们有很多的各种各样的这个定义啊情况。比如说这里就是吃饭前我们会说感恩。
I still remember my boy.When he's very small, he tried to learn. He watched us to pray, to say grace. So he bowed his head quickly. He raised his head and started eating.
So we think about my son. When he was little, he was watching us do Thanksgiving prayer. He wanted to learn how to pray. So he would bow his head and start eating.
He didn't understand this say grace is actually say thanks to the Lord who gave us the food.He had the provision.
所以他其实当时不理解，是我们说这个感恩，说感谢神的恩典，是感谢神赐我们这个食物啊，给我们供应。
So his mother asked him, "What did you say?"
所以呢，他的妈妈就问他说，哎，你说了什么
？He said, "One, two, three."
他就说了，我数了三下，数了一二三。
That's not a grace.
他当然他不理解这个恩典的意义。
Grace is thanks. Okay.And the other one is receive a kindness from someone. You are grateful. Your feeling is grateful. That's part of the word, root of word of grace also.
So, 有时候说，比如说真的，别人对你非常的仁慈，你真的是得到这种仁慈，你心里非常感谢他，这也是这个恩典的一部分。
Or you are being take care of by your friend. Great hospitality, you say, oh, you're gracious, gracious hospitality, so thankful. That gracious is also connected to the word grace.
有时候说你的朋友跟了给你的很热情的款待啊，你非常的心里非常感谢他，那这个也是这个感恩的里面的一部分。
For a good service in a restaurant, you often leave a tip. We call it gratuity, which is also derived from the word grace.
所以英文里面这个，比如说在餐厅里面吃饭是吧？你得到服务很好，你给他留下了这个小费。那这些小费呢，这个英文的词里面也是来自于这个恩典这个词根啊。
This serves as a reminder because we only have a few limited time to think about the word the grace.But the Bible has so much details about grace.
当然我们今天时间有限了，关于恩典这个词，我们只能探讨到这里。但是我们的圣经里面有非常多的关于这个恩典的这样一些信息。
People say the Gospels, the four books, is manifestation of grace.
那很多人是说这个福音书，那其实这就是恩典的显现。
Then the Epistles, which is the education of the grace.
也很多人说这个福音的书信，教牧的书信就是这个恩典的教育。
Today I'm going to use some of them to illustrate or to explain grace.
那今天呢，我们会一起来看一些经文， 来了这个来描述一下这个恩典。
The best place to start is the grace of Jesus.
那当然，我们最好的方式当然是要看看说，耶稣基督他给我们的恩典。
In John 1:14, would you read the Chinese?
OK， 好，时间关系我们就不读英文，我们只读英文了。就是约翰福音的1:14，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，这是父独生子的荣光。
OK， couple things this verse remind us。
那这个经文呢，它提醒我们几样东西。
Jesus is Word become flesh, come from what? From heaven.
当然呢，是耶稣基督，他是道成了肉身，是吧？他是从神而来。
He's perfect man.
那他是一个完美的人。
He's perfect God.
那当然也是完美的神。
And the other thing is says about him is full of grace and truth.
那还有就是关于耶稣基督，还有就是说他是充满了恩典，还有真理。
So if you look at the life of Jesus on earth.
那我们看一下耶稣基督在这个世上的人生啊，他的生命。
He has a compassion，
他有非常多的爱。
He forgives, he heals，
他也宽恕人，他也这个医治人。
People amazed with his gracious words，
还有他的这个充满了恩典的这个话语啊，人们都非常的感恩。
And he has the ability to convey the grace， not just in words。In action to his disciples and the people around him.
还有他把，就是他有这个能力，他把的恩典是吧？把从话语变成了恩典啊，给到他的这个门徒们。
So when you have a chance to review the grace, because we talk about grace in, the best example is Jesus. He's full of grace and truth. I want to emphasize the word truth.
那当我们要看这什么是恩典的时候，我们最好真的就是看一下我们的主耶稣基督，他是充满了恩典还有真理。
As a human, sometimes we dispense or grant a grace to someone not really truthful.
有时候我们作为一个人呢，就是我们就算把一些恩典给别人的时候，但是我们那不是一个充满真理的这样一个给别人。
Because there's a string attached.
有时候真的是有很多心理有很多的附加的条件。
There's a trade almost.
可能有时候真的是一种真的是一个交换。
But here says the truth is more than just honest.
所以当时这里说呢，这个真理它不光光只是一个一种诚实。
It talk about the holiness.
啊，就是这个心理的这个还有一个是神圣。
So there's no impurity is all pure.
所以这里是完全是纯洁的，完全是纯洁的。
And I know it's difficult.
当然我知道这是非常的困难。
I pray that when we think about grace in and grace out, this element of purity, element of this holiness is in it.
所以我真的经常祷告说，当我们希望做得到这个恩慈进恩慈出的时候，这里我们能够做到这种就是神圣的还有纯洁的。
To me, that is the best testimony for Christians.
对我来说，这就是真的作为一个基督徒最好的这个见证。
Grace and truth.
就是恩典还有真理。
Okay, let's deal with the first question. What does grace do for us?
那我们看一下第一个问题，恩典为我们做了什么？
Sorry, I think the slide was error. The two questions.What does the grace do for us? Second is how do we get this grace?
那第二个问题就是恩典给我们做什么？第二个问题就是说我们怎么样得到恩典？
Okay, let's see what does the grace do for us.
我们看一下恩典为我们做了什么。
Please read the Chinese.
好，我们就只读中文哈。以弗所书的2:5，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
I underline couple keywords.
那我就特别的画了几个重要的词啊。
Our spiritually were dead when we were in sin.
我们在这个灵里面其实真的是因为罪我们已经死了。
But we are alive with Christ.
但是我们活，我们能够重生，是因为耶稣基督。
And we are saved.
那我们是得救了。
The second verse. Yes.
啊，好，第二个经文，以弗所二章十节，我们原是他的工作，在耶稣基督里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
So the first verse here says that grace allow us to be alive with Christ, and also we become saved. Second verse says the grace point us or make us to be, not makes us, shows us that we are work of God.
那第一个经文说我们与耶稣基督中活过来，第二段经文说了是我们是在耶稣基督里面造成的。
The original translation, original word of this work is masterpiece.
所以呢，这个原文的翻译是说，masterpiece 是
杰作。
哦，杰作，也一样。谢谢。
Don't look at each other. We are not there yet.
啊，我们还没有完全讲完了。
But that's what God's intention. By grace.We are what? We are His masterpiece. That's what He wanted us to be.
但是呢，就是说，真的按照这个经文的定义，我们因着他的恩典，我们是他的杰作啊。
Not just for people to look at us as exhibit.
那当然不是说想别人看到我们，觉得我们就是一件很棒的这样的一个展览品。
For a special purpose to do good work.
那只是说，他是真的是让我们让我们行善。
Is the work God prepare us to do?
那是真的是神他要准备我们所要我们做的工作。
Again, here's the epistles talk about grace here, and please read Titus 3:7.
Yeah. Okay. 那提多书的三章七节，好叫我们因他的恩得为称义，得称为义，可以凭着永生的盼望成为后嗣。
We mentioned to justify, so we become a righteous person. More than that, we'll inherit the eternity, life of eternity.
对，我们提到了，就是说我们因着这个神可以得为称义，但是呢，这个不光光是这样子，而且呢，我们可以得到他所赐的永生。
Many Bible scholars try to explain this inheritance, the heir.
那很多的这个圣经的学者都尝试在解释这个后嗣啊。
The eternity doesn't mean we finished our time on earth, then we go to heaven. We start eternity.
那这个永生并不是说我们先完成了我们在地面上的这个所有的事情生命，然后就去到这个天国里面。
Because of grace, we inherit eternity while we're still on earth. We get a taste of the eternity.
那因为神的恩典，我们藉着这个恩典，我们还在这个地面上的时候，我们已经成为了这个永生的后嗣。
We get a taste of the joy of eternity.
那我们就可以真的尝试到说这个永生的这些喜乐。
I share a little bit of my personal experience.
那我可以跟大家分享一下我个人的一些经历。
Sometimes we face difficulties or setbacks.
有时候我们每个人都会经历一些困难，或者有时候一些情绪的这个上面的低落。
When I pray about it,
对，没电了。哦。What? 没电了。还有啊。
Do you need that?
I don't know. What's yeah.
The power is down. I guess that's why they're calling.
Okay.
Should we continue or?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. Anyway, when we have setbacks, when we are facing disappointment or difficulties, and when I pray, God remind me, I'm already the heir of eternity.
有时候真的是说我经历一些困难，可是有时候一些失落的时候，我去祷告。神会提醒我说，我已经成为永生的后嗣。
What it does was bring my perspective, my mind from the temporal world to the eternity.
那这样子就帮助我说，把我从这个暂时的、短暂的属世里面，让我可以脱离出来，然后我可以定睛在神的这个永生的天国里面。
Just a quick example. Since my wife is not here, I use her as an example.
还有就是因为我太太不在这里，我可以用她作为这个一个例子啊。
Many brothers can use it.
可能很多弟兄们可能都可以用这个例子。
Sometimes when we have a little communication problem, I would say.
有时候，比如说弟兄们跟太太们有一些可能沟通上的问题的时候。
I want to argue. I want to win the verbal fight.
有时候真的是说言语上面呢，我真的很想就是赢了这种争论啊。
But the thoughts of the temporal world versus eternity all sudden flowed in my mind.
突然间这个真的是短暂的属世，还有这个永恒的永生，它的这个就进入到我这个念头里面。
Right away, I think, not worth it. Why do I dwell on this?
然后马上我就觉得真的不应该去争论啊。
It's not important whether I win or lose.
因为我赢或者输真的不重要。
But that's the person I love.
但因为这是因为我爱的人。
It's just kind of very simple. You know where I'm going.
大家可能明白我的意思是吧？
When you are at work, when you are facing a difficult customer,
或者你在工作上面可能你面对一个很困难的客户的时候
，because the thought of the eternity,
你想想这个永生永恒的这个想想它。
Rather than fight with that customer, I say I want to have a good testimony, win him over.
可能就是还。可能我们就不会说尝试需要跟这个客户去争论了。
So it's a beautiful inheritance that God gave us by His grace.
真的是说神让我们成为他永生的后嗣，这是一个非常美丽的这个
And the Hebrew,
the next one. 希伯来书下一个经文，希伯来书4:16。所以我们只管坦然无惧的来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续。蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Even in the midst of the coronavirus,
即使在这个新型肺炎的疫情里面
，we can come to this, come to Him, come to Jesus.
我们一样可以来到耶稣基督的面前。
I like the word says, we can come to the throne of grace with confidence.
那我们可以真的非常我特别喜欢这一句，我们可以坦然无惧的来到施恩的宝座前
，receive mercy.And find the grace.
可以得到连续，也可以得到这个恩惠。
The next one.
好，我们继续读下一段经文。提多书2:12，因为神救世人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日。
Can we all repeat that together?Also speak, read in Chinese.
我们可以一起读中文的这段，我们一起再读一次好吗？中文这段经文。
One, two, three.
因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日。
I like the word say no to the ungodliness.
这个就是特别喜欢这个词，就除去不敬虔的心。
Because of grace, the Holy Spirit help us to say no to the temptation, bad temptation.
因为呢，这个恩典还有这个圣灵可以帮助我们除去这些世俗的这些诱惑。
So that we can live today a daily life upright and godly.
那我们就可以在今世可以自守公义。
This will take a little explanation, but it's so beautiful on the 1 Corinthians 15:10.
所以哥林多前书15:10也是非常美丽的经文啊。
This is the testimony of Apostle Paul.
那这是保罗他自己的一个见证。
He said that, but by the grace of God, he mentioned grace of God, I am what I am.
他说了说，然而我今日成了何等人。
In other words, without that grace, I'm not going to be like the what person I am today.
所以他成为今天的人呢，完全是因为神的恩赐。没有恩赐的话，没有恩典的话，他不可能成为今天这样的人。
I think all the Christians here, all the brothers and sisters, we can testify if we did not have God's grace, we're not the person today.
我想说，我们在座的每一位基督徒，我们都可以见证啊。如果不是借着神的恩典，我们不可能成为今天的这样的基督徒。
We can easily lost in the world.
我们可以真的很容易就在这个世俗上，我们就迷失了。
Not just be lost in the world, don't even know there's a darkness around us, surround us.
可能不光光是迷失了，可能我们根本不知道说我们周边全是黑暗。
To find a way.
然后呢，可能根本就找不到我们的方向。
And then he said, His grace toward me was not in vain.
然后他也说，并且他说赐我的恩不是徒然的。
What he's saying is not in vain. In other words, it motivated him.
所以呢，他意思就是说，这个恩典其实呢也是在激励了他
to do God's work,
去做神的工。
Remember, we said that God's grace to build us up to do His work.
还有我们刚才对，我们刚才提到了神就是真的恩典给我们把我们真的建立起来去做他的工。
He's very honest. He said, on the contrary, I work harder than any of them.
对，他也很诚实的说，就是说我比众使徒格外劳苦。
He's not boasting here. Next verse will say, rather he's saying it's because he's unmotivated by His grace. I charge forward.I look forward to do more work for him.
所以他不再自夸，他只是说呢，就是靠着神的恩典，他就可以努力前行。
The beautiful is the last part says, though it was not I, but the grace of God which is with me.
那最美的一部分是最后他说，这原不是我了，是神的恩与我同在。
So he's not boastful.
所以他不是在自夸。
He said, because the grace of God, I'm motivated, I can do extra, I can take hardship.I do extra hard.
所以他的意思是说，就是因为神的恩典给了他这样的激励，他可以就是说去可以做克服困难，去做更多额外的工。
That's what I put on the next to it. I said, God's power to enable our work.
所以我就说，在这个经文旁边，我写的是神的能力是能使我们在做工作。
The next one.What does the grace do for me? Do for us?
下一个问题就是这个恩典为我们做了什么？
It strengthens us for enduring hardships.
所以呢，它呢可以帮我们坚持，而且强化我们。好，我们继续读中文的经文哦。他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱。”好叫基督的能力覆庇我，我为基督的缘故，所以软弱凌辱极难逼迫，因为困苦为可乐为喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
It talk about my grace is sufficient for you.
他这里特别讲说，神说我的恩典够你用。
I remember my sister mentioned that in when she lead the song, lead the singing, she mentioned that as well.
对 ，Sabrina 姐妹在领我们敬拜的时候，特别讲了这个经文。
To understand this verse fully, let's go to the next slide. It is God's promise.
这是神的应许。
My grace is sufficient.It's enough for all of us.
神的应许说我的恩典呢够你用的。
My power is made perfect in weakness.
我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完美。
Therefore, Paul's response was very cute. Says, I will boast my weakness.
所以呢，这个保罗的回应就特别的有意思哦。他说，我更喜欢夸自己的软弱。
In other words, he said, because I see my weakness.Behind, it pops up what God's strength, God's power. Because my weakness.
所以他的意思就是说，就是因为我的软弱，更是显示出了神的这个恩典。
Then he further in the verses, where does this grace and power work?
然后他就继续说了，这种恩典还有力量在哪里起作用呢？
See if any of us have the same weakness.
所以大家看看我们有没有这样的一些软弱的时候啊
？Of course, insults,
还有这个凌辱
，hardship,
极难
，persecution,
逼迫
difficulties,
困苦
no big deal.
所以不是大问题是吧
His grace is sufficient.
所以他的恩典够我们用
It just lifts all of us, not just Paul's words. I hope we all receive the same uplift thought.
所以这不光光其实真的是保罗所得到恩典，我希望这个都是给我们所有人的一个激励。
Okay, here's the summary of what God's grace has done for, will do for us.
所以这个就我们稍微总结一下，就是说神的恩典为我们做什么。
I think the best way just read the Chinese first, then do it together.
Okay. So 我为大家念一念中文，然后我们大家再念一次好吧。恩典驱使我们开始了基督徒的生活，救赎，并使我们成长和成圣，并使我们继续进展，有能力遵行上帝的旨意，服侍他人。
Let's read together.
我们可以一起再念一遍吗？好，我们一起哦。恩典驱使我们开始了基督徒生活救赎，并使我们成长成圣，并使我们继续进展，有能力遵行上帝的旨意，服侍他人。
This is the summary of all those verses we just read before.
所以这个就是我们刚才读了所有这些经文的这样的一个小节。
We all can claim this grace.
但我们都可以说我们可以得到这样的恩典。
If you think this is beautiful, just say amen.
如果大家觉得这真的很美丽的话，可以说 amen 哦。
Okay, how do we get this grace?
那我们如何得到这样的这个恩典？哦，我们
This is the gift of God.
这是神所赐的一份礼物。
It's not because of your work.
那不是说我们自己所做的什么功。
The gift is by you believe Jesus is the Savior, is the Son of God, is your Savior.
那这样的一份礼物要得到，你只要是相信说神啊，耶稣就是神的儿子。
Definitely, it's not due to your character, due to your behavior, due to your accomplishment.
那当然不是说因为你的这个性格，你的这个你的成就。
Speaking of that, I think I skipped the key text today, the Matthew, was it 20? I want to summarize that a little bit.
我可能今天可能跳过一段经文呢，是
It's on your bulletin. It's Matthew 20, 1 to 16, okay?
所以是马太福音的20章。
As I summarize that, you read that quickly. You're very familiar with that.It's a parable, a Jesus parable.
大家可以一起自己可以看一下经文，我可以大家小结一下，这是大家很熟悉的一个耶稣基督所做的一个比喻。
A parable is a story about a live animal or a people. Okay.
所以呢，这个当比喻当然就是说是神经常用的一个可能人啊或者动物的一些比喻。
Okay, here is a vineyard owner.Looking for workers, so he posted, says, whoever comes to work, I'll pay you one denaro, just this much money to work.
所以这是一个这个家主呢，他要雇人到他的葡萄园里面去做工。
Of course, the early in the morning, the people respond to that very happily, have a work to get the money.
当然一大早的话，工人们都很高兴啊，去因为可以拿这个钱去做个工。
Then in the afternoon, he did again. He recruited more workers.
然后在下午的时候，他又做同样事情，他又雇了更多的工人。
The same wages.
是给同样的这个工钱。
That means you work less hour, but still get the same amount of pay as the one in the morning.
所以呢，下午的工人的话，当然他做的工就少了，对吧？但是拿的钱是一样的。
Until the one.The last hour, he still hired people.
但是到最后一小时，他还继续在雇人做工。
But when he paid the wage, everyone gets the same amount.
但是他呢，付给他们工钱的时候呢，每一个工人拿到钱是一样的。
The reason I brought this parable up, because it demonstrates what grace means in God's eyes, what He meant.
我原因说，我想今天我们特别一起来看这段比喻的时候呢，我是因为呢，这个比喻告诉我们说，在神的眼里，恩典对他来说是有什么样意义。
Many people saw this parable, especially Christians do not like this parable.
很多人，甚至包括很多的基督徒，看见这段经文、这段比喻的时候，其实不太喜欢这段这个比喻。
For two reasons.
有两个原因。
First, you hear the word, it's not fair.
当然，第一个原因大家可能都听到了一个，就是说这不公平。
How many of Christians often say that? Not fair.
有多少基督徒经常说这句话，就不公平。
The other word is entitlement.
第二个词就是。entitlement
这个我值得还是什么、
我应得的 yeah.
Is that word familiar with you? At the office? In the house? I work so hard that I am entitled to rest
yeah, 但是我应得这个词可能大家都觉得很熟悉
Don't bother me
yeah, 在工作的时候可能在家里的时候说真的是我累了一整天了我应得我应该休息一下
It's not fair.I'm entitled.
所以就是这不公平，我应得的。
You know what? This has happened at church.
可能真的是说，这个在教会里面也有这样的事情。
When we serve in the beginning, very happy, just like the person who got the job in the morning, looking forward to get paid and so happy to have the job.
一开始我们服侍的时候非常非常的高兴。就像那些一大早去就被雇的工人是吧？他们在工作，他们就等去拿到这个他们的工钱。
I guess my attitude is saying, when I first someone asked me to straighten up the chair for a meeting, so happily to do it, you know, as a young Christian.
所以我就说，比如说有时候有人说让我去把这个凳子摆好，对吧？作为一个年轻的基督徒，我很高兴去做这个事情。
But gradually, I start think about other things about service.
慢慢，我就开始说，就可以有另外一些想法。关于服侍，我有另外一些想法。
I still remember. I don't mind to own up my weakness, so that God's grace is sufficient for me. But anyway, then I in a college fellowship, I was already graduate student. I said, wait a minute.How come my assignment is not leading the Bible studies or to give a talk on a special topic?
是你没有学的。对，所以我不建议跟大家分享一下我的软弱，因为这样可以显出神的这个他的恩典的完全。我在大学念书已经是读研究生的时候，有时候我会想说，哎，为什么没有在这个团契里面，我可以去做带这个查经，对吧？带这个团契。
They assign me to have a party, want me to organize something for fun, or to pick up someone in charge of transportation. You know, in Seattle, traffic is not that good. And I had to assign who's going to pick what, you know. I said, do they value me just that?
但是他们不让我当带查经啊，做这些事情。但是呢，给我分的这个服侍是说，可能去安排一下一个聚会啊，还有就是说去接送一些人呢、啊。大家知道西雅图交通真的是挺堵的，所以呢，接送人其实并不是一个很让人高兴的事情。
I forgot the joy I had when I first became Christian when I was high school, and even straighten the chairs or do the mandating. Someone asked me to do it.I was full of joy.
我已经忘记了说我刚刚成为一个很年轻的基督徒呢，就是真的是在做中学生的时候，去服侍的时候，别人叫我去摆凳子的时候，我都很高兴去服侍。
Because I'm so proud, my chairs is so straight.
当时我真的是说我把凳子摆得很直很笔直，是吧？我当时真的是非常的自豪。
I say this is.How do we get this grace? Is a lot of time we change through the course of the thing. And let me go to the next slide. Yeah. It's a gift. We don't lose sight of it. We think how important the job or how the people view me become more important.
那我想说的就是，这个神的恩典其实真的是一份他的所赐我们的礼物。我们不要说在有时候我们太在意别人怎么样看我们的时候， 而忘记了神的这份礼物。
I really like this. You see the vertical grace, right? It says what? God's riches at the Christ's expense.
所以大家看到这个英文的 grace 是竖着来的哦，是几个词，那讲的是上帝的丰富的恩惠来自基督的付出。
I hope this is simple words imprinted in our head.
那我希望真的是这几个很简单的词语，真的是印在我们的脑子里面。
Yeah. All the grace comes from an expense, a Christ expense.
所以我们所得到的所有这些这个恩典，其实都来自于耶稣基督的他的付出。
So when you think it's not fair, you think you're entitled, you better have a second thought.
所以当我们想说这不公平，这是我们所该得的，我们真的要再想一下。
Continue. How do we get this grace?
那我们继续看一下我们如何得到这个恩典。
Go 2 Corinthians 6:1.
Okay, 我们先念直接念这个中文哦。哥林多后书6:11，我们与神同工的，也劝你们不可徒受他的恩典。
Here emphasize the co-worker.The one with work with God.
所以呢，我想特别这里强调是我们的同工。
You work with God. The God gives you the grant you the grace as you work with Him.
所以呢，我们作为同工，是我们是与神一起做工，所以神给我们恩典，与他一起做工。
In my experience, often we start working like that. We work with God. We're so thankful God is working with me.
所以在我个人的经历里面呢，我们经常都这样，都是我们的服事都这样开始的，就是我们非常感恩可以和神一起来做工。
Then I received the grace，
然后得到了恩典
，received His favor，
然后得到了他的恩惠。
We become more humble， we become more compassionate，
然后我们就变得更加的这个谦卑，变得更加的这个慈爱。
Even the words I say is more gracious。
有时候真的是我说的话都有更都充满了更多的感恩。
But gradually I start working for myself.
然后慢慢慢慢的开始，我就开始为自己而工作了。
That grace will be disappeared. Not disappear. You no longer feel the grace.
那时候那个恩典就慢慢开始消失了，不光是消失，可能你就会可能不会感受到这个恩典。
In other words, you don't get the grace.
那另外的话就是说，你没有得到的一个恩典。
The second is the verse we just talked about earlier. Remember, Paul said that grace becomes his motivation, but here has additional meaning here. This verse.
然后第二个经文呢，刚才保罗讲了说，这个恩典是他的这个动力。那这里其实他讲了更不光光是动力，还有更多的含义。
Under the question says, how do I get this grace? The same verse shows different meaning.
当我们问说作为基督徒，我们如何得到这个恩典的时候，这个经文有第二个意思。
I think all the co-workers will agree with me. When we first start serve whatever it is, we work with God, we receive grace, we are joyful, we see a lot of insight, we see a lot of endurance, whatever you know. That's all the grace.
Yeah, 所以很多时候我们很多同工可能都有这样的经历，刚刚开始服事的时候与神一起同工，我们真的得到了接受了他的恩典，我们非常喜乐，而且呢很能忍耐。
Then gradually, like I said, we start working by ourselves. We are the boss.
然后慢慢慢慢的我们开始就是说我们自己工作了，然后呢我们就是成为这个boss 了。
In other words, we like turned off the channel of the grace.
有时候我们就会把这个得到恩典的这条通道给关闭掉了。
Our source of grace is from heaven. It's like a very huge reservoir. You can never use up if it's water. You know, it's just so huge.
如果我们想象这个恩典真的是像水一样，那我们的恩典的来源就是这个神的天国了。天国是一个无穷无尽的这样一个蓄水池，是永远的用不尽的。
It's like a river, has a refreshed water, fresh water continually flowing.
就是像真的一条 就是有活水的这样的一个河流，不断的给我们提供这个活水。
And that is grace.
那就是恩典。
But if you say, well, how did I get this grace? But if you turn it off, you're dried up.
所以，但是如果说我们怎么得到恩典，我们把这个恩典这个河流给截断的时候，那你就会开始干枯了。
Trust me, I served for many years the church.
所以可能我在教会也服侍多年了，可能这个经历给大家可能是有用处的。
You start looking your accomplishment. You start thinking you did all that. You start rely on your own ability.
然后当你开始说看你自己的成就的时候，你开始想说这都是我做出来的，我为自己自豪的时候，这样就开始你的恩典会开始干枯。
You forgot you actually turned off the source of the water.
你可能你都没有意识到说你已经把这个水的来源都关掉了。
So sometimes you talk to the elder or your pastor says, "Oh, I'm tired. I don't want to take on another ministry. Let me rest."
有时候你会跟长老还有跟牧师讲说，哎呀，我很疲惫了，我不可能再做更多的这个服事了。
The source of the problem is not it's because you shut off the grace, you shut off the source.
可能问题就在于说，这时候你可能把那个恩典的来源给关掉了。
Okay, just remember that. So that is, we don't want to turn off the source.
那我们不想说把这个恩典的来源给关闭掉。
This one that as I prepare this, I find that I want to share with you.I normally don't get that when I study this verse. It's very important. Please read the Hebrew.
好，我们继续来读希伯来书十二章的十五节。又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩，恐怕有毒根生出来，扰乱你们，因为叫众人沾染污秽，因此叫众人沾染污秽。
Look at the number three. I said, help one another to live in grace.
所以呢，在第三点，我是特别讲说，要帮助彼此活在恩典里面。
First yourself first.
当然，从我们自己开始。
Your life is bitter.
然后比如说，可能你的生命可能真的是不太顺利。
And then you no longer have grace in you.
然后这时候你开始就是说，你可能在里面就没有神的恩典。
You see unfairness, you see entitlement.
然后你看到就是看到都是不公平，你看到的都是所应得的。
All the other brothers, sisters, here says, have you thought about your co-workers?
然后他可能这时候你会想到了你的这个同工们吗？
Have you prayed for them?
有没有为他们祷告呢？
Have you prayed together?
有没有一起祷告呢？
Maybe there's a bitterness in your co-worker.
可能真的是说你的同工们也有一些困难。
They gradually lost the grace.
他可能也慢慢的也开始失去了这个恩典。
You probably think, oh, he must be busy at work, you know, at home.
那你可能想说，哦，他可能是因为工作太忙了，可能家里也太事情太多了。
But the source of the bitterness is something you have to help that person to overcome.
但是这个困难还有这个苦毒的来源是你要真的帮助他克服的。
Once you take away that bitterness, the grace will start flow again.
那一旦我们把这些苦毒困难都拿走的时候，那当然这个恩典就又开始又会流进我们的生命中。
So remember this number three, help each other.
所以我们要记住第三点，真的是要彼此的帮助。
This is something I picked up from my wife and I given a parenting seminar.
那这是当我和我妻子有一次呢，就是在一个parenting 就是
亲子教育
亲子教育的时候，我们想到的一个信息。
It's not just to educate our kids; it's important for us as well.
那不光是真的是说可以教育到我们的孩子，这对我们自己也非常重要。
A simple message about grace in.
那这个关于这个就是恩典进的这样一个很简单的信息。
When in our life we see some good things happen in our life, we should coming from grace of God, we should acknowledge this grace of God.
当真的是说我们生命都很好的时候，我们生活中有很多好的事情在发生的时候，我们在享受这一切的时候，我们必须要看见上帝的恩典。
When in our life there's something wrong, or some people wrong me, or there's some setback.
但是当我们的生命碰到了一些困难的时候，或者说我们受到了委屈的时候，被人误解的时候
，to respond with grace and mercy.
我们这时候就要引以上帝的恩典和怜悯。
It is very important, not just to our kids, to ourselves.
啊，不光光就是对我们的孩子很重要，对我们自己本身也很重要。
Okay, some quick example.Of the grace out.
那我们的一个例子就是我们怎么样让这个恩典外流呢？
Simple things I experienced.
这里有一些事情是我本身的一个亲自的亲人亲身的经历。
I still remember 50 years ago.
50? OK. 就还记得是50年前的时候。
I got the scholarship to come to University of Washington to study.
所以我得到了这个奖学金来这个华盛顿大学上学。
I was in Southern California.
我在这个南加州。
I was 22, my brother is 26.
我当时我自己是22岁，我的哥哥是26岁。
I was driving a Volkswagen Beetle, probably 16 years old.
Okay,
old car.
我当时开着一辆16年老的这个Volkswagen 的什么 Beetle 甲壳虫
yeah anyway
yeah
my brother thought about that he only worked what 2 or 3 years at that time he says Charlie I'm going to put down a down payment for you a brand new 1969 Volkswagen green color you know I still remember when I got married I still drive that car
是我的哥哥当时也是工作了没几年哦，他当时说，Charlie， 我要你买一台新的车子，我给你付这个首付，是一台绿色的这个Volkswagen， 然后我还记得当我结婚的时候，我还在开那台车子。
Since you have a scholarship, I think you can afford to pay to the monthly payment.
他说，那我给你付了首付，当你有奖学金，我觉得你是可以有能力去付这个每月的月供来供这台车子。
That's a grace one.
那这是我收到的这个恩典之一。
A grace two is I'm going to drive up with you to Seattle, then I fly back.
那他说第二个恩典我要给你的是说我和你一起呢开车一起来开在这里开到把你送到西雅图，然后我再飞回这样。
You know, after that, he never mentioned that to me. He said, "Hey, I did you a favor. I was so good for you as a brother." Never mentioned.
而且大家知道吗？那以后他从来没有提过这个事情，他没有说是我是你的哥哥，我当时对你多好啊，帮你买一台车子，还开车把你送过去。
As I prepared the sermon, I said, "As I finish, I'm going to write him a note."
当时我在准备这个信息的时候，我说我今天结束今天信息的时候，我要回去给他写个信。
I use you as an example of grace.
他说。我今天用了你这个事情作为例子就是作为是一个恩典的例子。
This is 50 years ago, but then the second example is happened what 3 or 4 years ago.
那第二个例子呢是只是就发生在三四年前。
I came back, I retired, came back to Seattle.
那我当时我退休了，我回到了西雅图。
You know, most of the houses in here has no air condition.
大家知道说这里的大部分的房子都没有这个空调。
And There's visitors, five or six of them coming from Taiwan.
那当时呢，我有一些客人，有一些客人是从五到六位客人是从台湾过来的。
They're gonna visit me, and I'm gonna take them around the Northwest.
所以当时他们是过来这个看望我的，所以我准备的就带他们在这个周边到处逛一逛。
My car cannot accommodate that many visitors.
但是我的车呢，载不了那么多的人。
I was thinking maybe my son will drive another car, so we have two cars.
当时我就想说，哎，可以，我的儿子也可以再开另外一台车，我们可以开两台车子来带我们的朋友们出去。
Typically, when you talk about visit Northwest, you think about where? You think about Victoria, right? You think about Vancouver. So that's where we want to show them there, besides Seattle.
所以我们在说，这个在西北在带朋友们逛逛的时候，大家可能想到北边就是维多利亚还有温哥华这样的地方。
There's a I won't mention the name. There's a brother in Seattle, and he has two vans. Two vans.
当时呢，但我不会提他的名字啊，就是一位弟兄啊，他有两台这个 van 里面。
One I was thinking of to borrow is the one that we would go out fishing with.
那我就想说，有时候我们一起去钓鱼开的那台 van 呢，我想借那台车子。
That's right. So I mentioned, can I borrow your van?
所以我就问他说，哎，我可以借一下你的车子吗？你台 van 吗？对吧？
That van is good enough for 7 or 8 people at least.
那台 van 完全要在七八人是完全没有问题的。
I know he also has a van that he used for normal.Driving, you know, with the family, for come to church, they drive that car.
那他因为有两台 van, 所以他有另外一台 van 呢，就他平常日常的开的那台 van, 比如说来教会啊啊这样子开的那台车子。
So I said, okay, tell me what time that I go pick up the van.
所以我就问他说，哎，什么时候我可以来你家借你这台车子呢？
Oh, he said, no, my wife and I are going to drive the van to you. And that they will take two cars. They're going to come and deliver the car.
他说、哎、不用，他说我和太太我们会把车子开到你家里，意思就是说他们会开两台车子，把我要借那台车子开到我家。
That's a great, but I saw the car, is his a better or newer car?
而且真的是说真的觉得是个恩典，我觉得是个恩典，因为他给我们借用车子是了一台更好的那台车子。
And I can see both inside is clean, outside is washed.
我看到那车子外面已经洗得很干净，里面也清得很干净。
The beauty thing is that he said, Charlie, I also wrote a letter in the glove compartment.
而且他说呢，喂，我还写了一封信呢，我放在那个就是放手套那个盒子里面。
Because you're going to cross the border, I said, this is my car. I gave you the permission to drive the car.
他说因为你要经过这个边境要去加拿大是吧，所以我特别写了封信说我授权你使用我的车子。
Again, no string attached.
而且他没有任何的附加的条件。
And that's grace.
那个就是恩典。
The same summer, I have no air condition, so I asked his sister to borrow her fan, you know, the electric fan, portable fan.
那还有就是说，那个夏天，因为我们家没有这个空调，所以呢，我们就向别人现在为姐妹借一台风扇。
She brought over，
然后她把风扇给送到我们家。
Three of them，
带了三台过来。
And two cartons of ice cream， my favorite ice cream，
还送了还顺便带了我最喜欢吃的两大桶我最喜欢吃的这个雪糕。
冰淇淋。That is grace，
所以那也是恩典。
Okay。And personally, I don't have time, but I would say during the time, job transition or I received the grace of God to have the peace beyond understanding.
所以还有就是可能没有时间细说，比如说我换工作的时候，工作上有一些变化的时候，真的神也赐给了我这很多的平安。
That is grace.
那这也是恩典。
I just want to mention the last grace, very, very important, is when me and my wife we start serving.
那还有最后一点是非常重要，就是说当我的太太一起来开始服侍的时候。
You know the ECC Seattle Church? Yeah, that's where we started.
我们在 ECC 西雅图的 ECC 教会开始服侍。
We were young.
我们当时很年轻。
We really think great ourselves.
我们当时觉得自己是很棒的。
We take care of the summer conference.
我们真的，比如说这个在夏天的特会里面，我们安排了那个整个特会。
As we grew up, my wife and I came to this, both came to this conclusion.
那当我们逐渐的成长的时候，我和我太太都开始有这样的一个认知。
We said that, you know, because the grace of our elders.
我们是说。是因为我们的长老们的这个恩典
，their patience，
还有他们的耐心 ，sorry，
and they allow us to make mistakes， allow us to say the words sometimes to them。
他们真的很容忍，很允许我们犯一些小的错误，而且有时候我们说的话可能也比较的直接。
And we say if they are not gracious, the elders。They correct us. we probably start serving.
Yeah. 如果说这些长老当时可能不是这样给我们这么多恩典，他可能就是纠正我们的时候，我们当时可能就不再服侍了。
This is from 1970 to today, so it's what, 50 years also.
所以这个
I can say not because we want to boast, we never stop serving.
那不是说我们要自夸，这个已经是50多年了，我们完全从来没有停止过这个服侍。
Because the grace act of those elders and the pastors.
这正是因为我们教会的这些长老们，还有这个牧师们给我们这些恩典。
Finally, here's just for your reference, some of the things, we don't have time to go through all of them. I will highlight some of the ones that means special to me. Of course, the first one, forgiveness.
那这里有一些就是可能对我来说很重要的一些事情，我不会全部讲。那第一个是宽恕。
Often the bitterness comes from your unforgiven heart.
很多时候我们的苦毒来自我们心里的那个对别人的不宽恕。
In your family, in your coworker, in your workplace, whatever, remember forgiveness.
第一个就是真的是说，不光可能是在你的工作里面，在你的家里面，都要学，真的要时常记得要宽恕。
Number four, the gift of time.
第二个就是说，你可以给予服侍的这个时间，投入服侍的时间。
Not necessarily, well, 服侍 yeah, but it's like the family. You know, I went to many service, almost all the funeral service. During that time, the children remember their grandfather, grandparents.Or even their parents, the most is the act of the gift of their time.
所以不光服侍哦，就是有时候我去了很多这些可能葬礼的时候，这些就是孩子们啊，或者甚至对他们的祖辈他的爸爸父辈啊，还有这个祖辈，他们记得的是说当时他们给了他们很多时间。
So the gift of time, not necessarily just to your children, to your grandchildren.Also to your peers, to the Christian workers. Even you have nothing else to say, you just sit there, cry with that person. Or just hold the person when they have tough time.
有时候真的是说我们如果能够给别人付出时间，真的有时候我们即使说我们什么事情都不说，就坐在那里，可能真的是听他们讲述他们的经历，跟他们一起。可能真的跟他们一起哭，这样给他们时间，可能就给他们是最大的帮助。
Of course, number five, we already mentioned the grace out. As God gives, we give, expect nothing in return.
那第五点当就是说，就像神他给予我们的时候一样，就是说我们给予的是不期待回报的。
And help the man, do not use him.
还有就是帮助别人，而不是说使用别人。
I guess I should mention this.
I've
been in many churches.
所以呢，我到过很多的这个教会。
I either happen to me or I hear them. It happened to others.
要不就是发生在我个人身上，或者我听到他们说发生在别人身上。
Oh, welcome to this church. What do you do? Oh, you can play piano. Great, great, great. You think about service. Oh, you can sing choir.Or the next person, nothing, you know, stand there. What do you do? You're a secondary. You don't know. You don't mean that. But you differentiate that. That's not a grace act.
有时候我们可能也看到，就是有时候说，哎，去了，在教会，你可能刚到教会，别人说，哎，你会做些什么？你会说，我会弹钢琴。人家他会说，啊，太棒了，你可以弹钢琴。我能唱歌，太棒了！你可以做这个唱歌的服侍。可是另外一些人可能就说啥都干不了，站在一边，你可能就下意识把别人就区别对待了。
So to remedial this situation, I suggest one thing is to always ask the newcomers, "What can we do for you?"
所以有时候真的是帮我们可能改善这种情况是吧？作为一个新来的朋友，我们可以先问说，哎，我们可以为你做些什么事情
？This is your family.
这是你的家庭。
Please tell us what can we do for you.
告诉我们说我们可以给你做为你做一些什么事情。
Okay, and no string attached. Number 9, number 10, This is pretty tough when we serve together. Model discipline, but don't demand it.
第十点，所以呢，就是我放的不到这一点。
没关系。
以身作则，但是不要只光要求别人去做这个事情。
Because that breaks a lot of teamwork.
因为如果只是光要求别人做事情呢，把很多的这些团队的侍奉可能就破坏掉了。
You lose the chance to be graceful.
有时候真的是你就完全失去了做感恩的机会。
So in summary, remember, we talk about grace in and grace out.
所以小结一下，我们提到的是说这恩典进恩典出。
Let's bow our head for closing prayer.
那我们可能是一起来低头做这个结束祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to give our thanks to you.
亲爱的天父，我们献上感恩。
We are grateful that you have granted us so much your the full of grace in our life.
我们非常感恩，感谢你，真的是让我们的生命充满了你所赐的恩典。
You want us to be the channel of this grace.
然后你希望我们成为你的恩典的这个渠道。
What a privilege that is.
这是神你所赐给我们的特权。
Not that we overflow this grace, we also take in your abundant grace.
我们不光光真的是可以接受你这丰盛的恩典，我们也可以说让这恩典外流。
But I pray for all the brothers and sisters in this church.
然后我为这个教会的所有的弟兄姐妹献上祷告。
So that your grace upon grace on every one of them.
你的恩典可以真的落在我们每一个弟兄姐妹的身上。
So your name will be truly glorified.
你的名也在这里可以得到这个赞颂。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣的名求。
Amen.